Hello world, it's Siraj, and I'm here in Paris at the beautiful Station F co-working space for Kaggle Days. Over 200 data scientists have flown in from all over the world to attend data science talks, socialize, and compete in a data science challenge. Kaggle is a platform for data scientists where they can participate in competitions to solve problems for companies using their datasets and win prizes. Kaggle holds these events a few times a year, and the event lasts up to 3 days. In this video, I'm going to show you some footage of the event, then conduct a Q&A with 5 talented data scientists, including the CEO of Kaggle, Anthony Goldblum, and lastly, I'll demo a data visualization tool that one of the participants will be using in the competition. Ready? Let's make the data lit.
Yeah, my name is Neil. I'm from Israel. I'm a plaid researcher in Get, GetTaxi.
Jorge Arellano. I'm from San Diego, California, born and raised. I am currently a researcher at San Diego State University.
My name is Turdakhyabova Elena. I'm from Russia originally, but now I live in France. And I'm data scientist at Enablon.
So I'm Karthik. I am a data scientist. I'm from India. I'm working in Berlin at Porsche Digital Lab.
Anthony Goldblum. I'm the CEO of Kaggle. I'm originally from Melbourne, Australia, but I now live in San Francisco.
I started as a software engineer and got to know the whole field of machine learning something like 4 or 5 years ago. Did the Andrew machine learning course. I started to compete in Kaggle.
I had seen a video about deep learning and how they could instantly price every single apartment. I was currently in real estate and I realized that my job was going to end if I didn't do something. And as a survival tactic, I pushed myself to learn how to program.
In the childhood, so when I choose mathematics as my favorite subject and I continue developing my knowledge in mathematics and physics, then I started to work as a data scientist. And but besides, I also wanted to try to participate in data science competition.
I was doing my postdoc, and then normally the postdocs are short term. I have contracts like 1 or 2 years. So I wanted to look for a more stable job. And since I had a background in programming and data analysis, I thought maybe data science is a good option.
So I was a statistician or an econometrician by training. I came from a statistics background, but was a hobbyist programmer and started playing with more of the machine learning techniques after they started clearly doing well on Kaggle.
I love programming to start with because it lets you to create something from nothing. And data science is even take it one step further because you can change the world.
Because it's hard. And if it's easy, I'm not interested.
You always have a new, something new. Besides the fact that you are able to learn algorithms, you're also able to learn some industries because data are coming from different industries.
Doing the data processing and trying to understand, gain some valuable insights.
You get a raw data set, right? And it has all these secrets kind of hidden in it. And it's like, you almost feel like a digital detective, right? You've got this data set and you want to uncover its secrets.
You finally get to meet the people behind the kernel and behind the code.
Wonderful. You can get a bunch of nerds in one place and talk stuff that is interesting to us.
Oh, it's perfect. So actually, it's my first experience in Kaggle Days, my first edition. And so far, we have seen 2 presentations. It was very useful and very well prepared. And really, I think everyone could take something from them.
Oh, Kaggle Days is really an interesting event. I was there also in the first edition. And after the first edition, I thought, I shouldn't miss the second edition. It was really informative, and it's a good place to meet top Kaglers.
You know, it's amazing to come to an event like this, speak to so many people who whose lives we have touched, and that's an amazing thing, right?
Generating art with machine learning. Generate music, generate, I know, pictures. I think it's the most exciting thing.
Natural language processing. The fact that we're able to communicate with each other and not kill each other daily is probably the most impressive thing.
I would take competitions.
Mostly I'm mainly focused on sound-based anomaly detection. I would also like try to move into more into reinforcement learning.
I think I like the combination of where there's a physical reality behind the data set. You know, love weather data, love, you know, data where there's sort of a, you know, the physical world meets, where data meets the physical world. Those are the problems I find most interesting.
First of all, they need to love it. Once they love it, it doesn't matter how they learn. I think Kaggle, it's a good infrastructure. I think it's the best.
Kaggle Learn, Kaggle Kernels too. And Suraj, Raval. For sure.
I would say it's Coursera and it's Kaggle.
Mainly it's the YouTube videos, online tutorials and like Medium.
Well, I'm going to give you a biased answer here, but it's Kaggle. And of course your videos. Those are two of the resources that I think are exciting. And then once you've learned the basics, you know, jump into a competition, play with a data set on Kaggle. Like, you know, don't just watch videos or read tutorials. Use the stuff that you learned.
Usually things don't go well as you expected. You try something and it doesn't work and you think, oh, maybe I didn't understand the things as I think I did. But then it's a lot of failures until you manage to do something right.
Nothing works for a really long time. That's the craziest thing. And the fact that you're pushing yourself to get like a 1% or 2% increase in accuracy, that's probably the hardest part.
You always don't have enough time to spend. And another thing, it's developing too fast. So it's really difficult to keep yourself being updated.
If I have to look into some specific problem, like for example, I don't know the WaveNet or a new AlphaGo Zero, if I have to understand the paper, if I have to try to understand what is written in the paper and try to implement, that's one of the hardest thing.
Asking a question that is meaningful and where the results are actionable. We're getting to the point where there are a decent number of people who are good at using the tools and technologies to pull answers out of data. Where I think companies often struggle is not having a good intuition for what sort of company, what sort of questions can get asked. I think that's what's rate limiting us.
To be a data scientist for a project that I really think will change the world.
Apple or Google?
I would say research data scientist.
I would like to stay in data science. I mean, I absolutely love it.
I like my job. I'm proud of the impact we're having, and I think it's a small fraction of the impact that I hope we can have over the coming years.
Don't be afraid to fail.
If it gets really hard and nothing is working for you, you're just around the corner to success.
Try new things, communicate with others, learn from others.
Attend as much online courses that you can attend, and then learn from it. Of course, YouTube videos are really good.
I think it's important to be tenacious, and I don't think this is just for data scientists, right? You know, maybe you come to Kaggle and you're intimidated and you think, oh, I can never perform at the level that some of the top people are performing at. And I think it's, you know, really important, first of all, just get a model into a competition. Doesn't matter how bad it is. And then, you know, come back day after day after day and just try and make small improvements. You know, you might find that for a week, you're not really making meaningful improvements, but continue to have tenacity, because one day you will make a breakthrough, right? And it's going to be incredibly rewarding, and you're going to continually level up. But it's very important when you do hit plateaus to push through them.
Hey, Yifan, how's it going?
Hi, Suraj. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Can you show me what you're working on?
Sure. So what we're doing at the moment is to look at a partition problem for a customer who produce perishable goods. They basically provide a bakery product like croissant and bread. So in the current situation, they send human being inside a store to estimate how much a certain product might require. The particular problem for this kind of client is if you buy in too much stock, some of them might go bad. So what it turns out at the moment is by using XGBoost to generate a machine learning prediction, the model tend to be more conservative compared to the human being. So in that sense, it's good for the client to have a more conservative estimation because you don't waste so much product. And it's also good for the environment as well. So by working out each product line, saving the loss by aggregating to a store and then to a nationwide for this particular bakery chain, we work out they can save something like $2.5 million per week.
That's a lot.
Yes, it's amazing. That's go so check it out, yes.
Definitely. Well, cool, thanks so much, Yifan.
No problem, it's my pleasure.
Please subscribe for more programming videos, and for now, I've got to find an anomaly, so thanks for watching.